Greetings, and welcome to a devotion sponsored by the Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Today is Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. I am Father Dave Thomas, the priest in charge of Holy Savior's Parish, Cat Island. Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of thy people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calleth us each by name, and follow where he doth lead, who with thee and the Holy Spirit liveth and reigneth, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John, 12th chapter, beginning at the 44th verse. Then Jesus cried aloud, "Whoever believes in me, believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me, sees him who sent me. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. I do not judge anyone who hears my words and does not keep them. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. On the last day, the word that I have spoken will serve as judge. For I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I speak, therefore, I speak just as the Father has told me." The Gospel of Christ. As Jesus concludes his public teaching, he draws light on the relationship or the intimacy between he and the Father. The first thing that Jesus says, and he mentions it three times to drive it home, is that believing in him is actually believing in God, and seeing him is actually a seeing of God. In John 1, Chapter 18, the closing verse of the prologue, or the beginning to the gospel, says the same exact thing. It says, "No one has ever seen God before, but God the only Son, who is at the very heart of the Father." Jesus is God's autobiography. And to hear Jesus is to hear God in word, and to see Jesus is to see God in action. The entire gospel, according to St. John, from beginning to end and almost everywhere in between, drills this one message home, that it is God whom we meet in Jesus. It is in Jesus God is visible, God is accessible, and God is active. As we begin our day with God, and as we reflect on our own lives, can the same be said about us? By God's grace and the choices that we make, can people see God? By the conversations that we have, can people encounter God? Do they encounter God? When your peers, family, co-workers, neighbors gaze upon you, are they able to see God? When you are in action, is it God in action? Today's message put things in perspective for us. it presents to us a challenge that is by no means easy. But through God's grace, Christian maturity, and dedication, we are able to accomplish. It is our responsibility today and always to remember that the heart of the journey is to be for the world what Jesus was for Israel. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the rest of the past night and for the gift of a new day with its opportunities of pleasing you. Grant that we may so pass its hours in the perfect freedom of your service, that at evening we may again give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you for listening once again, and we ask that you kindly share this devotion with those around.